This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's 12:03, Tuesday afternoon, August 27th. Good afternoon. Thanks for joining us. I'm Rob Hart. It's Travel Tuesday. We'll discuss things to avoid packing on your next trip in our next segment. But right now, re-entering the workforce can be a challenge, especially when you've been away for a while. Joining us on the Village of Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert with the Robert Half Company in Chicago. Michelle, thank you for joining us today. And there are a number of reasons as to why someone may step away from their professional life. The most common one is someone has to stay home to take care of the kids. Some other common reasons are taking care of an older parent. And we have a lot of people who may be re-entering the workforce after being away due to COVID-19.
Yes, absolutely. All definitely good reasons that people have left the workforce. And the good news is there are still plenty of jobs out there willing to consider these candidates for possible employees.
It seems like your game plan, if you are re-entering the workforce, let's say hypothetically for the first time since 2020, that the process that you have to go through before you start networking and seeing what's out there is very similar to the process that you have to go through when you want to change a job.
Absolutely. So, you know, first and foremost, you've got to dig that resume back out again and refresh that and make sure it's ready. You know, a lot of times when people have, you know, somewhat of a gap, you know, it could be a year, 2 years, 4 years, as you mentioned, we say you may want to rework that resume and look at how you present the information. An example would be maybe going with a hybrid style where you focus on skills first, versus that chronological, you know, hey, I've been out of the workforce, calling that out. And so getting those skills at the top and putting a prospective employer's attention to that might be the good first step coming out.
One other thing that you have really, you and I have discussed with great frequency when talking about changing jobs in this environment is that networking is maybe 75 to 90% of the work here. And that even though there is a plethora of job sites out there, just filling out online applications, even if you've been employed the entire time, is a bit of a dry well.
Absolutely. You know, there's so many applications out there, and a lot of these are going into applicant tracking systems nowadays, that I still say who you know counts. It matters. So after you refresh that resume, the very next thing I would do is start talking to your network. Share with everyone that you can that you are looking for a job again, that you're interested in making connections, that you are open to referrals or introductions. Work with a recruiter that's oftentimes many times connected with companies that you want to get into. Don't just be a resume that goes into a system. Be someone connected that is willing to do the work to find out what types of jobs are out there and to get the introductions you need.
And the other thing is, if you are going back into the workforce after some time off, and obviously it's up to you, but should you go right back to the 9-to-5 rat race or maybe pick a hybrid role to ease back into your professional life?
Yeah, there's, you know, lots of different opportunities available out there. There, you know, certainly there's hybrid roles, there's remote roles, there's part-time roles even to get you acclimated. And you may even simply just want to take an entry-level role to get yourself reacclimated to the workforce and really explore what you want to do. You know, oftentimes with past experience and again with the skills, you could move very quickly into higher level roles or a full-time role somewhat quickly just based on demand in the market right now. So, you know, explore every option. Don't shut doors. If you've had a little gap, you just want to keep every option possible open.
Michelle Reisdorf, Chicago jobs expert, Robert Half Company in Chicago. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up, some things you shouldn't pack the next time you travel.
Conversation that's on the money. You're listening to the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
It's Travel Tuesday. Sometimes it's just as important to keep things out of your suitcase as it is to put other items in. We welcome in Mark Wolters, Wolters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube. He's also a teaching associate professor of business administration at the University of Illinois Geese College of Business in Urbana-Champaign. Mark, thank you for joining us today. And I would say, with your very extensive travel resume, that you are also an expert packer.
I am. I am very much a one bag is all I need for 6 weeks or 6 days.
Now, what are some things that you're better off just leaving it at home for a number of reasons? You don't want to go over 50 pounds at the airport, or you just it's room that could be devoted to something else.
Well, one thing I think is if you're going to be going abroad, if you like to take a hair straightener or a hair dryer, don't do it, because if you go to different countries, the current might be different. And I've taken groups abroad where their hair is literally caught on fire because the current actually shorted out their hair dryer and hair straightener. So if you want someone who's going to go abroad, it might be better to go and grab something local, you know, department store to have that straightener or that hair dryer, because you are not going to, your one from home is not going to make it.
And then what about just picking and choosing outfits for when you travel? Because, you know, back in the old days, you'd hear stories about, you know, people who would go on these 3 week or 3 month adventures in Europe, and they would bring several steamer trunks with them on the ocean liner across the Atlantic. You can't do that today, can you?
No, with the limited space you have in transportation hotels, I think one of the things you got to realize is when you're packing, don't take any one-use outfits. Not like, oh, this I want to wear this once and never wear it again. Have, you know, three shirts, three tops, three bottoms, so you can mix and match, so your clothes go a lot farther, and it looks like you're wearing different stuff, but you're not kidding out, you know, five suitcases you can put in one carry-on.
And then from the world of street smarts, maybe you should leave some of the bling at home. And also some of your clothes that could identify you as a tourist.
Yes, as much as I love my geese and my Illinois, I know it's best not to wear my Illinois sweatshirt when I'm traveling abroad, because it just calls attention to you to say, hey, I'm a tourist, come bother me. But also with the bling, a lot of people will leave their fancy bling at home and think, I'll just take costume jewelry with me. What you don't realize, the people that abroad, they don't realize that it's costume jewelry. It looks nice. They might want to get it. So just kind of have that in mind when you're choosing what accoutrement you want to have with you when it comes to your jewelry.
Now, Mark, I am guilty of that, because there is a very famous picture of me in front of the Eiffel Tower about a dozen years ago wearing a White Sox jacket. And everyone has commented saying, you look like the biggest goober in the world in your Sox jacket in front of the Eiffel Tower. Now, I will say this, though. I got a high five at the Louvre from a fellow White Sox fan, so it did work in that respect.
Yeah, you can do it. No one's going to give you a hard time. It's just, if you want to try to fit in better and maybe not draw attention to yourself, it's best to leave your college jerseys at home, but it's okay to be a White Sox fan anywhere in the world.
Especially now. We got to stick together, Mark.
That's right.
The other thing, travel gadgets that you buy either on social media or from influencers. And for those of us of a certain age, Mark, we may remember the stuff you could buy in the Sky Mall catalog. It's been gone for a decade, but it seems to have graduated, like the hot dog toaster and other just cheap gadgets you could buy in Sky Mall has all graduated to stuff you can buy from influencers and Instagram.
Yeah, I mean, and you'll see them on there, whether it's a pocket iron or, oh, a special blow-up pillow that's just for your foot for like the three-hour flight you have. Those things just take up a lot of space and something you're not going to use more than once. And that's why it's really important to think, if you're packing, am I going to use this more than for 15 minutes or a flight or something to make it worthwhile? Otherwise, you're wasting space, you know? And as much as people love their pillows, I want to tell you this, people, your favorite pillow from home, do you want it to be dragged on the bottom of the Berlin train station floor? Probably not. They have pillows abroad. They have everything you need abroad. You can get it when you travel. So just kind of think about that, because you might not need it more than that, you know, two-hour flight.
Mark Wolters, Wolters World Travel and Culture. Find him on YouTube from the Geese College of Business in Urbana-Champaign. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next, professional beach volleyball coming to Chicago this weekend.
A deposit for your future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
The AVP Chicago Open brings pro volleyball to the city this weekend. Let's get the details from Al Lau, who is the Chief Strategy Officer for AVP in Orange County, California. Al, thank you for joining us today. And beach volleyball seems like just the prescription for people who are still missing their Olympics fix from nearly a month ago.
Rob, thanks for having me. Yes, you know, we always look forward to going to Chicago, especially coming back from Paris a couple weeks ago. So we're looking forward to a great weekend with some of the best athletes in the world.
And what, just describe the atmosphere on North Avenue Beach as this tournament gets underway. I mean, just talk about the crowds and especially the weather on those hot August weekend days.
Well, we're at Oak Street Beach, which, if you're familiar living in Chicago, is one of the busiest intersections where Lakeshore meets Michigan Avenue. And so there's tons of folks that come. It's a beach party on the sand. And again, you'll see some of the best athletes in the world.
We're talking with Al Lau, Chief Strategy Officer for AVP in Orange County, California. Al, once and then beach volleyball is one of the events during the Olympics. The game has a great deal of television viewership. It's received a great deal of traction on cable for decades, on ESPN especially. What is your TV coverage setup for this weekend?
So we'll be on the CW live on Sunday, 1 to 2 p.m. Central Time. So we're looking forward to the competition on site. And then obviously for those that are not going to be in the Chicago area this weekend, we'll be on CW.
And then how does the need for television services, whether over the air, cable or streaming, that need for content, and especially that need for sports content, because sports content is something you can't really time shift. You have to watch it live. How does that benefit AVP?
Well, it's great because obviously we have some of the most athletic, photogenic athletes you can find in the world. And I think being able to cover the events live, both linear and OTT, just adds to our brand. Again, this weekend will be nice because of the weather and being in Chicago, but also we'll be launching our league in the fall, which is the perfect time post-Paris.
And then you talk about the Olympics. You have all the athletes coming back. The majority of your players are on Team USA, but you have some Canadians on the team as well. What's the vibe like amongst the competitors now that they're back on their teams and not representing their country trying to win gold, silver, or bronze at the Olympics?
Well, I think when you're competing for your country, there's always that pride in from where you're from. But now when they come back on the tour, similar to some of the folks like the NBA guys, most people will know, it's back to your team, your partner, and then competing to win this weekend.
Al Lau, Chief Strategy Officer for AVP in Orange County, California. Tickets are still available for this weekend for the AVP Chicago Open. You can find them at avp.com/tickets. It's all underway this weekend at Oak Street Beach. Still ahead in Travel Tuesday, tips on booking a cruise when you're bringing your kids.
The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Good afternoon, I'm Rob Hart. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM. We're flirting with record heat this afternoon. We'll get a live update from AccuWeather. A hostage being held by Hamas has been freed by the Israeli military. Travel Tuesday, things parents need to know before booking a cruise with their children. It appears sports gambling may replace playing the stock market for some people. WBBM Business, the markets are mixed right now. The Dow is down 9 points. NASDAQ up 51. The S&P 500 is up 13. 91 degrees right now in Chicago under partly sunny skies, but that's relatively cool compared to what we could see this afternoon. Let's get a heat check from AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson.
Hey, Rob, temperatures will be up close to 100 degrees, it looks like, as we head into this afternoon. That's just the air temperature. It's already hot here at the noon hour. Temperatures already in the low to mid-90s in many spots. And when you factor in the very high humidity and the fact that we have very little of a breeze around this afternoon, the AccuWeather real field temperatures have been soaring. The real field currently 103 at O'Hare and at Midway. It's 106 in Gary, 106 in Romeoville too. So we're going to continue to see this heat build. Real field's between 105 and 110 through this afternoon due to the combination of the heat and the high humidity. There will be some thunderstorms developing. We do have a severe thunderstorm watch north of Chicago until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Could be a couple of strong thunderstorms, and that's a sign of the heat breaking into tomorrow. Brian Thompson, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
And stay with us for updates on the extreme heat throughout the day. And for a complete list of cooling centers across Cook County, check out the map on our website, WBBMNewsRadio.com. Israel's military says its troops have rescued an Israeli hostage from Hamas captivity in southern Gaza. CBS's Linda Gradstein reports from Tel Aviv.
Whoever was guarding him was not there for a few moments, and Israeli special forces came in and got him. The representatives of the hostage family say that it's a miracle, but that the only way to release all of the hostages is by a ceasefire deal.
Reports indicate the former hostage is in good condition. It's 12:32 as the noon business hour continues. Markets are mixed. Joining us on the Village Bedford Park business line, reminding you to bring your business home, is Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services and publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter in Hammond, Indiana. Chuck, thank you for joining us today. And the pattern that the markets have established today is similar to a pattern that you see before a major market moving report like inflation or employment or Fed or a Fed meeting. But we're all holding our breath for NVIDIA tomorrow.
That's right. You're seeing kind of not much of anything today. And I think there's two things that work there, Rob. One, I think people are kind of holding their breath to see what happens with NVIDIA. That's become such a bellwether stock, especially as it pertains to kind of the major thematic investing approach this year, which was AI. And so, you know, how NVIDIA goes, it'll be interesting. So goes the rest of the AI trade. The other issue, though, too, that's probably dampening trading is the fact that we're kind of in that last gasp holiday week prior to Labor Day, and you tend to see trading slow down during that and then typically pick up after Labor Day. So we're in kind of a slow period anyway, and we're also coming off of earnings season, so there's just not a lot of data points other than the NVIDIA coming out tomorrow afternoon that are you know, market moving here.
Going out throughout history, what were some other companies in the last two decades or three decades that had this, you know, bearing on the markets that NVIDIA has now? I mean, did we have the same conversation about Microsoft or Walmart in days gone by?
I think you had some of it, you know, Walmart being particular and being kind of a bellwether for consumer spending. And if you go way, way, way back, you know, there's that old saying, Rob, that what was good for GM was good for the nation. Well, that hasn't really worked out well here in the last couple of decades. So there have been kind of these bellwethers over time. I think Walmart is the last one that's really significant. And yes, probably IBM for a time in the tech space, and then Microsoft. And Apple has been a bellwether too. But the prominence of NVIDIA as it relates to what was really driving a large portion of the gains over the last year and a half has been, you know, AI, and NVIDIA has been the major player in that and certainly the most profitable company in the AI space. So, you know, it has become the bellwether for what's a very important secular trend in the market, and thus, you know, people are going to wait and see what happens with their earnings tomorrow.
The Fed has signaled that it will cut interest rates in September. That much is certain. The question now is 25 basis points, a quarter point, or a half a point. And chances are it's going to be a quarter point cut when they have their meeting next month. But how should investors and how will markets react to a slightly lower interest rate environment?
Well, I think they've already been reacting to that to some extent. I mean, I think there's been the market's reflecting the fact that rates are coming down. And if you look, I mean, the 10-year, I think, Treasury back in April was, what, 4.7, 4.8. Now it's about 3.8. So rates have been coming down even without the Fed, you know, mandating lower rates. So I think the market's already been reflecting that. And what, you know, from our standpoint, it'll be interesting to see if it's kind of like, you know, buy the rumor, sell the news. When the Fed does cut the rates, is that going to be an opportunity for people to take some profits off the table? Or is the market, you know, how is the market going to respond to that? I kind of think at least, you know, the first two rate cuts are already kind of baked into to the market here. So I'm not expecting a huge jump in the market higher when the Fed does come out and cut rates.
Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services, publisher of the Dow Theory Forecast newsletter in Hammond. Thank you for joining us today. Coming up next on Travel Tuesday, taking a cruise with the kids in tow.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Oh, the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Travel Tuesday, sponsored by Preflight Airport Parking. A cruise can be a low-maintenance way to spend your vacation time, but what happens when you add kids to the mix? Let's discuss strategies to make sure everyone has a good time with Ilana Schattauer, founder and content creator for the YouTube channel Life Well Cruised and LifeWellCruised.com in Montreal. Ilana, thank you for joining us today, and I'm a veteran Disney cruise person. I've taken the kids on three Disney cruises since 2022, and Disney has a number of kids clubs for young travelers. There's one for children up to the age of two, for toddlers. There is the Oceaneers Club, which takes care of kids from basically when they're potty trained to when they're 12 years old. And then there are clubs for teens and young adults. Is that the case on all cruise lines? Is the kids club a standard feature now on the other cruise lines as well?
Yeah, absolutely. Cruising is such a great vacation for families, and most of the mainstream cruise lines are going to have an excellent kids club supervised with great staff. There are, even out of the major cruise lines, for people that really want a family-oriented vacation, of course, Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Norwegian Cruise Line, those cruise ships with a lot of those activities that kids really like the water slides, those are going to be some of the most popular.
And the kids clubs are just a place where the kids can go and they'll have fun. I mean, we've done the walkthrough tour of the Oceaneers Club on Disney ships, and you wish such a thing existed for adults. I mean, it's the most fun playroom you'll ever imagine. But it also gives you, as the grown-up, an opportunity to grab a drink with your spouse or your partner after dinner or take in a show, and the kids have a good time as well.
Absolutely. My kids grew up on Royal Caribbean, and they're all great. But when we would drop our kids off at the kids club, they honestly didn't even want to leave. They had such a good time. We would sometimes even go to the adult area of the cruise, like you said, have a drink. And even a couple of times we brought our kids to the kids club, like after having a quick meal at the buffet, and then we were able to go to one of the specialty restaurants for a little bit of a date night.
Now, I feel that the kids club, you get the most out of the kids club experience as a kid and as an adult. It seems like on the longer voyages, maybe the 7-day cruise where you have 1 or 2 days at sea, you don't have to get off. You don't have to go somewhere, because we were on a 4-night cruise just a month ago. And you felt like we did use the kids club, but the kids were in the club for maybe 40 minutes. Because there were shows, there were movies, and they wanted to be a participant in that, and you wanted to make sure you got everything in before you got off the boat on Friday morning. But if you are on a longer cruise where you have 2 or 3 days at sea, it seems like you can really take advantage of everything a kids club has to offer.
Yeah, I think you're right. And they have a chance to meet some friends as well, and really even sometimes have some long-lasting friendships that even continue after the cruise is done.
And then when it comes to booking a cabin, what do you recommend? I mean, should you just get one cabin for the entire family, even if it's 5 people, a cabin that sleeps 4? Or do you just bite the bullet and get 2 with an adjoining door?
Oh, that's such a good question. But cruise lines have different cabins that accommodate different budgets and different needs for space. Now, definitely for people that are really thinking in terms of their budget and for the best value vacation, they can get one cabin for even a family of 4, for instance. Oftentimes, the children or the 3rd and 4th passenger are going to be discounted, so that can be a really good option. However, if you do get 2 cabins, what a lot of people say, especially if you can get connecting cabins, is you are going to benefit from 2 cabins, so you do have that extra space and privacy, but you also get 2 bathrooms. So I think especially when the kids get to that age that they're tweens or teens, that's important. If they're younger than that, then I think 1 cabin can definitely work.
And then lastly, I guess it all depends on your comfort level, but and also the price point as well. But should you get the veranda room or should you get the big porthole, especially if you don't really trust your little kids around railings?
Oh, I understand this. I never got balconies when my kids were young because I did worry a little bit. But that being said, if you have a balcony cabin, there is actually a safety lock at the very top, so you can lock that up. But otherwise, if you like an ocean view cabin, you can benefit from a little bit of that lower price and still have a cabin that gets all of that light in from outdoors.
Ilana Schatauer, founder and content creator of the YouTube channel Life Well Cruised and LifeWellCruise.com, joining us from Montreal, Quebec. Join us at this time tomorrow for Personal Finance Wednesday, and still to come, the financial impact of sports betting on the stock market.
Your daily transaction for useful information. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
A new report says states with legalized sports betting are seeing less money going into personal brokerage accounts. Let's talk about the potential impact with Felix Salmon, chief financial correspondent for Axios in New York. Felix, thank you for joining us today. And the noon business hour for the host and for the listener is a learning experience. And I learned a term over the course of hosting this show, Felix, and that's called degen for traders, as in they're a degenerate trader. Similar to a degenerate gambler, and it seems like the Venn diagram of those two groups is now a perfect circle.
It's exactly the same thing. If you want to gamble on sports or on cryptocurrencies or on NFTs or on meme stocks, it's the same behavior and the same pathology.
And it seems like if you are a compulsive trader and you want to become a compulsive gambler, as a financial play, how do you do doing one compared to the other?
It depends on what you're trading, but I would say that on average, sports bettors win about 47% of the time. And if you're buying NFTs, you're going to win a lot less than that. So maybe sports betting looks good in comparison.
And this is not a financial story, Felix, as much as it is a psychological story, because I would imagine the psychological need to compete if you were just playing the market on a daily basis and trying to make money doing that would also drive you to gamble on sports as well.
It's also just having fun. It's a lot more fun to go in the market every day, be part of a community, watch the sports, lose money, make money, get excited, than it is to put a bunch of money into a target date fund and not think about it for the next 30 years.
And how can we quantify this in terms of how brokerage activity is doing in states where legalized sports gambling exists versus states where it's still off the books?
It's about $50 a quarter per household, and that includes all of the households who don't do any sports gambling at all. So in the households that do sports gambling, they're reducing the amount of money they put into the stock market by much more than that.
Felix Salmon, chief financial correspondent, Axios in New York. Thank you for joining us today. If you missed any part of today's show, just go to our stream and skip back to the time you want. There's a pause and rewind function that works both online and with the Odyssey app. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.